Hi, this is Dinah Manoff, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Of course you understand, the girl was Alice, and little Alice was the girl she could be.
What else do you have for us, Greg?
It's a very, very unusual version of Alice in Wonderland from 1933. The first sound version that was ever done. And some people love it. Some people say, well, you can't see the actors because they have all this makeup and masks on. Well, you know, you can't see actors in a lot of CG things either because there's CG over them or in motion capture or anything like that. And now a lot of the actors aren't as well known. But some of the biggest names even now are Gary Cooper, W.C. Fields, Cary Grant, Sterling Holloway, who was in the Disney version and in this version. And then people that, you know, people don't know as well, now Roscoe Carnes and people like that. There's even an animated Walrus and the Carpenter sequence in the middle of it that I believe Harmon and Ising did the animation for. Alice is played by Charlotte Henry, who, if you've seen the Laurel and Hardy Babes in Toyland, a.k.a. March of the Wooden Soldier, she played Bo Peep. And it combines the what I love about Alice in Wonderland is the transition. And this gives you the looking glass and the rabbit hole in one movie to take her. And it's very nicely done considering the age of the film. And part of that is due to a true genius that worked on a lot of great films with wildly outrageous design. And that's William Cameron Menzies. He worked on, Things to Come and Around the World in 80 Days and a lot of classics. And he had a wild style if it was set loose. And because this is a magical place, a lot of the sets and backgrounds are really kind of cool. And they look very much, because it's black and white, like the drawings in the film. Some of it's a little creepy. A lot of people talk about the talking mutton at the end, because Alice becomes she becomes a queen and someone serves the mutton, and the mutton starts talking and arguing with her about, you know, would I cut into you, you know, that kind of thing. But it's wild and crazy, because Alice in Wonderland is a wild and crazy story. Yeah. But it's unforgettable, and it was the first version I ever saw as a kid, because it played on the local station. And from that point on, it was like my favorite story, because there's nothing else like this. There's imitators, but there's nothing else like this. It doesn't have songs so much as it has some of the rhymes put to music. Gary Cooper is really good as the White Knight. I mean, you know it's him. Cary Grant is the Mock Turtle. They are there. It's not someone off screen doing the voice. They're inside those costumes, you know, and this by Paramount. And historically, the film did not do well because people didn't know what to make of it. And as I said before, there were issues with all these movie stars you couldn't see. But it's one of the reasons that Walt Disney's first feature was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, because Alice was one of the contenders for that. And we finally made it in 1951, and it was not a success in the 50s. It was way ahead of its time, and I know that's said often, but Alice in Wonderland by Disney is alongside all the other classics. It's beloved now, but in 51, people, you know, it still was too strange, even for Disney, and it was too wacky, but that's because it was timeless.
Yeah.
But if Walt had made Alice in Wonderland first, as a feature film, it wouldn't have had the romance and the mixture of drama and comedy that Snow White had. And it probably would have changed the whole fate of his studio. So the fact that this film didn't do well probably helped Disney. And then the fact that Disney made Snow White, that's why The Wizard of Oz was made. So all of those things do link together. Having it on Blu-ray, this is an extremely detailed film, meticulously designed. And so having it on Blu-ray, you get every single bit of that. So it's very much worth it to have it on Blu-ray.
Alice in Wonderland, 1933 production, first sound production of Alice in Wonderland, featuring an all-star cast, Gary Cooper, Cary Grant, many, many others, available now on Blu-ray through Kino Lorber.
Greg Airbar with us for our DVD, Blu-ray, and streaming report. Greg will stay with us for another segment. We hope you'll stay with us as we continue our conversation here on TV Confidential. This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.